Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton, another mama bear who cares deeply about her LGBT friends. Gang, we have in studio Morgan Walsh, who is with us, and Armin Abelian from Armenians, Gay and Lesbian Armenians, is still in there in the studio with us. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Thank you so much, John. I'm happy to be here.
So I know I read about you and Kiko Feldman in the LA Times. I'm like, I need to get these women on the show.
That was big press for us. It was a big deal.
Tell the listeners about the LA Times and what the story was about.
Sure. So again, I'm Morgan Walsh. My partner, Keiko Feldman, we're co-founders of Gender Nation. We're a 501c3 in California that donates LGBTQ-affirming books to public school libraries. We're both moms. We're very passionate about this. We want these books in the library amongst all the other stories so a kid who maybe doesn't have support at home can go in a library and find their experience reflected back to them.
You are like saviors. You're really great. That is fantastic work.
Thank you. We're very passionate about it.
Yeah, that is. I think back to when I was a kid, I had one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. That's about all I had in grade school.
That's a couple of the colors of the flag,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You brought some books here today. What did you bring?
So we donate 17 books in our sets. We usually partner with the school district themselves. Sometimes we'll present the superintendent with what books we'd like to donate. And in the last 10 years, there's been a ton of beautiful books written. And so we've got a couple of them here. One is called It's Okay to Be Different by Todd Parr. A lot of our stories are just benign, beautiful stories about being yourself. I think Mr. Rogers talked about how important it is just to let kids know they're okay exactly as they are.
And these books are for elementary school level?
Yeah, so right,
That's amazing.
With the right funding, and I'll tell your listeners, gendernation.org, you can donate. But right now we have an elementary school list, so K through sixth grade. I mean, as you can see, it's okay to do something nice for yourself. It's okay to get mad. It's okay to lose your mittens. Like, that's what this book is.
Right.
Just reminding kids that it's okay to be different because we all have felt different.
Right, you know? Yeah.
And that's really an important part of our mission as well. These aren't just for LGBTQ plus kids. They're for all kids.
Right? Very, very true.
And the more we normalize the experience, the more we minimize bullying.
I live across the street from West Hollywood Elementary School. So I see the kids out there all the time, and they just started drag queen...
Story hour. Yeah.
I was like, what is going on at the elementary school?
That would be the exception to the rule that they do that at the school, but that's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing to me, though. Amazing to me, the progress being made.
There is. And we, you know, in California, there's something called the Fair Education Act. So it's important to have representation in educational materials. And at Gender Nation, we're not informing the curriculum. We are donating to a school library for kids to find these books on their own.
Do you have any pushback from any parents or faculty or administrators?
Yeah, we have. And I'm hesitant to name names, so I won't. But sure, we have had some pushback. And this other book that I brought for you today, which is called Pride, The Story of Harvey Milk and the Rainbow Flag by Rob Sanders. It's a gorgeous book. And this book in particular, when it was reviewed by a certain district, they'd put these tabs on pages where they were concerned. And when I got on the call with this district, he said, "This is the one book I want you to pull." And I said, "For us, it's really important that we have stories not just about, you know, animals, or it's very important to have stories about real people."
Right.
And martyrs and heroes like Harvey Milk, who is an incredible civil rights activist. So he took issue with the fact that Harvey Milk was assassinated.
Mm.
And I told him when I got his email, I called my own children into the room and I said, "How did you learn that JFK died?" And they said he was assassinated. And they're 12, 10, and 8. And I said, "How did you learn that Martin Luther King died?" And they said he was assassinated. So I brought that up to this gentleman on the phone, and I said, "We are teaching kids about assassinations, and it's important. It's an important part of our history."
Yep.
And he said, "You're right. Thank you."
Oh, wow. So that's great that he was talked into it. That's awesome.
Yes. And he was glad.
Yeah.
He was glad.
Interesting that he would use a moment of violence as the excuse to get around teaching about a historic figure. The U.S. Navy just decided they're going to name a ship after Harvey Milk.
Really?
Yes, yes, up in San Francisco.
That's awesome.
So when the United States Navy is about to name a ship, I'm sure you can do a book called Pride and Harvey Milk and the Story of the Rainbow Flag.
And, you know, I identify the pronouns I use are she, her, hers, and I identify as a woman. And I brought that up to him, too. I said, you know, I would have really killed to have more books about female heroic figures when I was growing up. And, you know, it's so obvious to me that having representation in our education materials makes a difference.
You know, Hermione Granger, I think, is the most prominent heroic feminine figure for all of us.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's brilliant. Without Hermione, Harry, we're talking about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I hope you know that.
I got it.
Oh, you're my millennial. Yeah. Of course you got this. You got this. Hermione is the brains of the whole operation, which is great, rather than her being the damsel in distress.
It's true. It's huge, but she is a fictional character.
Right.
So it's like, let's get some RBG in there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. I actually got my Ruth Bader Ginsburg Christmas ornament yesterday.
That's awesome.
Gang, we got to go to commercial. When we come back, more with Morgan Walsh and about the incredible work she's doing in the public schools here on Channel Q. All right. I picked Alice Cooper's Only Women Bleed, Morgan, for you and Keiko, because I think that moms go through the biggest heartbreak about their LGBTQ kids or worry that their kids are not going to be safe.
Yeah.
Is that what got you into this work?
Yeah. I have three kids, and my oldest, when he was in first grade, so now he's 12, but when he was in first grade, he came to me and he said, Mom, I don't know any other kids like me. And at the time, you know, he hadn't put words to his own experience. We were just watching him, his dad and I, and trying to set up this padded perimeter, we called it, just trying to let him know whoever he is great, but we also struggled with, we don't live in a bubble, and are people going to be mean to him, you know? And when you have a little first grader who's walking around with their American Girl doll, it's like you just want them to feel like there's nothing wrong with it, because there isn't.
Right. You know? And that was your first indicator? He had a...
There were lots of things. I mean, as a mother, and if there are any moms out there listening, there's lots of quiet moments where you go, and sometimes it's just an internal feeling. But yeah, he wanted to bring his American Girl doll to show and tell. He loved dresses. He loved my purses. He loved my shoes. So those were indications early on.
My niece has a son, and when he was 5, he admired Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah.
He would dress up as Elsa, right? He would spin like Elsa. He was freezing things like Elsa from Frozen. And now he's 11, and now suddenly he's doing sports and other things. And so she's like, I don't know if I have a trans kid, a gay kid, or a straight kid. I don't care.
That's exactly it.
Right, right.
I mean, I would say these were indicators for us, but they don't necessarily mean anything for anybody.
You never know. I know. It's so true. And she would ask me, she goes, do you think I have a trans kid? I'm like, Valerie, I love that you're just asking.
I have
no idea. Let's let him grow up. Just, you know, let him grow up.
Yeah. Follow his lead.
Yeah. Well, Keiko Veltman is now Keiko in the studio as she's joining us. Keiko, we're live on the air. Put those earphones on and welcome to the show. Welcome, Keiko.
Say hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
We were just talking about how you moms got involved and why you got involved. So tell us a story about your son and what happened.
My son, his name is Zach. He came out when he was 15 years old and came out on social media, was super strong and ready and proud and has a really positive story. But I met Morgan and we talked about how amazing it would have been for these kids to get that messaging earlier. And so I was in. I was 100% in.
And you were like, really? You got to do social media first? Like, you can't, like, I know. And then you said he's not regretted it.
No, his story is, you know, kind of the ideal, where he worked really, really hard in school. He made a lot of friends. He kind of felt like he was safe. And then he was just ready. And it was Instagram and Facebook. And I was like, do you want to tiptoe into this a little bit?
He's
like, nope, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm done.
And he was in a California public school, correct?
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, where the heart of our work is to try to spread this message through California
public
schools.
It is. And we were super lucky to have that school be the first school district that let us kind kind of donate on a district-wide level.
Well, you know, I know for a lot of like kids, okay, our generation, okay, and I'm older than both of you, but I think
so much older.
But I think that a lot of the stories, like use the Disney stories for example, it's always about Aladdin meeting Jasmine, or you know, Peter Pan meeting Wendy, and there's always a male female, and I only could identify with the villains. Like Jafar, that Queenie Jafar from Aladdin.
Oh my God.
I was like, I get it. Or Captain Hook, or Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
The villains are sometimes really fabulous.
Well, the villains I think are spectacular. I was a big villain person.
It's that showmanship.
The villains are the interesting part of the story. But there was never obviously a same gender love story ever being told. So I had to learn it later. And
that's changing though.
It is changing.
So exciting.
Which is, I mean, these books like we were just going over some of these. Annie Platt shirt is about.
This is a great book about a girl who just wants to wear a plaid shirt and went to a family event. And when she tries to put on the dress, it doesn't feel right to her. And she feels awkward and she's uncomfortable. And her family is at first like, wear the dress. And then they see her for who she is. And she's like, no, I need to rock a plaid shirt, please.
Right.
And they make that happen.
Well, Little Orphan Annie, I am sure, was a lesbian because she was amazing, amazing character.
Well, and you pointed out you're looking at stories and longing for that relationship, and a new book that we're very excited to have on our list is called The Bravest Knight in the World.
Yeah, The Bravest Knight That Ever Was. I begged Morgan. I think you FedExed it to your house and I was like, you have to read this book.
The author reached out to us after seeing some of the work that we do, and we love this story. And it's
because it's a fantastic story, and the character happens to be gay, but it is not. It's not the focus of the book. The
right.
book is
it's not a
this
coming
is a
out story.
Or,
yeah.
story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why we so fell so hard in love with it.
Yeah, well, J.K. Rowling said that Dumbledore was gay, but it's like, really? I no clue. Never had a clue Dumbledore was gay and all that. But it's nice to see them just kind of being out there now.
Yeah. I did just get questioned by my 8-year-old yesterday because he heard that Elsa is supposed to be gay in Frozen 2. We saw it, but he said there wasn't enough. Like, he didn't really know.
That's interesting. She doesn't have a male counterpart, right? She's just, I haven't seen Frozen 2, by the way. But,
it's really good.
Okay.
Me neither, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't
know that either, but there you go. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's okay. This is all progress. This is really amazing. People are listening in cities all over the country. So if you were going to recommend to some moms or parents out there who have LGBT kids, how would you tell them to get started and where to get started?
Sure. Well, come to our website, gendernation.org. We have not only the list of books that we donate to Southern California or to California Public Schools, but also just recommended titles. And this comes from recommendations from Gender Spectrum, from educators here in California, and from parents who've found these books and found them valuable reading them at home. These books are out there. Thank God now this is becoming more
common. Being written. Every day. I just got a preview copy from the guy who wrote the Harvey Milk book, and he just wrote one on Pete Buttigieg, and he wrote one on the first transgender military guy from like the Civil War. I mean, they're just constantly creating new content.
That's
really
amazing.
And publishers are doing it now, which is huge.
Yeah. That is really amazing. We have run out of time, but I want to thank you both, Keiko Feldman, Morgan Wallace, for coming on the show. You're incredible mama bears. We're so proud to have you on our side.
Thank you so much, John. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Next week, gang, we'll have the end of the year. I've got Rance Collins, millennial entertainment expert, and Karen Oakham, lesbian journalist, joining me all 2 hours to wrap up 2019 year in review. We'll see you next week here on Channel Q. Cool.